All right, hi guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to Hotel Lobby Stories, the podcast about Annie.
The book. One, two, three,
four. I still got it.
Yeah.
One nice. Year later.
Very nice. Very, very nice. I like this. All right.
Exactly 1 year ago to this date,
mm-hmm.
we thought we'll have a break. Of 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and yeah. here we are, you know,
yeah.
a little bit later.
You know, time is relative, so,
yeah,
you know.
We've been busy.
Yeah, to you it felt like a year, but to us it was only 2 weeks.
yeah. We've been to another galaxy and back, you know,
yeah.
Another time, another time lapse.
No another matter. Time warp, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How have you been, Luis?
I've been busy. I've been good. How about yourself?
So, yes, I've been pretty well. I'm getting undressed already. It's round one.
What? How many rounds is there?
Well,
one, I didn't know
two,
this was a
three,
round.
There's
oh,
four rounds.
Okay, wow. Tell us
to
about
the future. I've been to the future.
Thank you. Yeah, Tamara, tell them what you saw in the future.
I have seen some crazy shit, you know? Like, it freaked me out.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
too bad.
It was really...
Is it bad? Like, does it freak you out because it was bad, or does it freak you out because it was good?
Well, it depends. Like, for one person, it can be good, and for another person, it can be... Like for example, I like to go back, for example, to actually go back to the past, because I knew, like, you know, like, Egypt time, you know?
So you basically... Went
to the time of the Egyptians when they were building like the pyramids and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But
I think those were the days. Those were the fucking days.
What yeah, they were the days.
The
definitely were the days. So wait, hold on. So you're telling me you went to the future and things were so weird and strange and different from now that because
that
you don't...
That the Egyptian time is nothing compared to it.
So no, but I mean, like, because you didn't have the context of what you were seeing, you couldn't tell what was happening was good or bad. That's pretty crazy. That's a big future, like, for... It's sort of like, say you were an Egyptian, right? And then you come to the future, right?
To this future now.
To this future right here.
Right.
And you ask someone for directions, and they're like, first I gotta open my Google Map app,
yeah.
and then I gotta, what is the address you wanna go, and then I gotta put it in my phone.
Right.
Like, already, like, maybe 4 or 5 words that you've never heard in your life.
Yeah.
I have to retweet that message that I got from this other guy's account. Like, what are you saying? Like, it makes sense to us because we're living in this time and age, but, like, even if you go to the 1990s and you tell them, like, I'm gonna text you on WhatsApp. It was like, what?
Yeah, can you imagine? you could not have imagined that we were mm-hmm. gonna be doing this.
None of those words existed. Like, none of those verbs or whatever. Is this?
No. And, but this is, like, this is going so fast already. Like, and now it's only going faster and faster.
Yeah.
Like what we're building.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I have been working a lot. And just enjoying life in a more humble kind of chill way, you know. For a while I moved into the ghetto, and now I'm back, baby, from the ghetto.
He's back to the dark side or
yeah.
the bright side.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I like to think the bright side.
Yeah.
Hence the white pants. You see,
because
I'm a Jedi, not a Sith. How about yourself? What have you been up to?
To a lot of stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I moved places as well. So
yeah.
I've been living in the south for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm back visiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be back.
It's good to. I think so.
Very good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and then so okay, so I wanna conduct a small interview if you don't mind. I'm just gonna ask you some questions about, you know,
well,
about your
so
life in general.
What's gonna happen if I do mind?
I guess I won't ask the question and we can move on and you can ask me questions.
All right.
I don't mind.
Alright, hit it.
Okay. So first of all, you went to the south, right?
Right.
Okay. Did you when you went to the south, what was the first thing that went through your mind after you got off the plane or the train or whatever? Like, What was the first thing like you remember from stepping out of the airport or the train station? What was the first thing that crossed your mind that you remember?
Do you want the long or the short answer?
Either way is fine by me.
Okay, so I'm not going to go right, like, answer it directly.
Yeah.
It's like a little story, but as we have time,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
So just before I hit the ground mm-hmm. of south of Spain,
yeah,
I did a hike, like the Santiago de Compostela. So it was from Porto to Santiago.
Yeah.
Did
that alone or did
that... with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That was really good fun.
Cool.
It was like 240 kilometers, the part we did.
Mm-hmm.
You can do like much longer, but I was a little bit like time-wise, I couldn't do much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us like 1.5 weeks. And in that time, I was still planning my life ahead.
But wait, hold on. So you did Camino Santiago with your mom.
Yes.
How much? 1 week?
1.5 weeks.
1.5 weeks.
So, yeah. So every day we were walking, it's not that much. We were like walking between, the first day we did 30 and then like 20-ish.
Kilometers?
Kilometers a day. That's nothing.
But then, okay, so I've heard of people who take like a month to do Santiago.
Yes, but then it depends where you come from. Like some people start in Sevilla,
okay,
walk all the way up.
Okay.
Miles, you know?
Okay.
So then, and then some people are walking like 50, 60K a day. I don't know. Like,
it's insane.
Yeah, they leave before sunrise and they, you know.
But there's gotta be people who just like, you know, they ask for a lift, they're like, stick their thumb out, and they're like, yeah, today I'm gonna, you know,
it's,
I'm gonna move forward.
Yeah.
Some 40 kilometers.
Okay, I'm gonna take a plane.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's your own Camino. So if you want to, if you, like, a lot of people have injuries,
mm-hmm.
You can, if you do end up with an injury or blisters that you cannot properly walk anymore, but you still have a backpack,
yeah,
of 20 kilos,
yeah,
you can, you know, you can make it yourself more comfortable by, for example, transporting your luggage, you know, pay like 5-6 euros to not having to
carry
your backpack. The whole thing. I mean, in the end, like the original pilgrims were not carrying anything anyway, and some people were, so like I was transporting, like forwarding my
mm-hmm.
luggage,
because
mm-hmm. You know, that's where the blisters and the injuries come from. You
mm-hmm.
have to carry, you walk up a mountain or down, and you have to carry all this luggage on your back.
Right.
Can you imagine? Like
that's
every
insane.
Kilo is like 5 times as much
mm-hmm.
when your ankles and knees have to carry that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I want to save my body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be comfortable old, you know. And
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, okay, so now we're skipping into a tangent because I have so many questions. But
yeah.
I'm only going to ask one. I'm
yeah.
only going to ask one.
Go on.
So in the Camino de Santiago, did you girls stumble again with anyone cool, like anyone interesting that you were thinking like, damn man, this is a person that I could only meet in the Camino de Santiago, like,
yeah, well, there's like so many people who do it like this,
yeah.
For I don't even know where to start. I remember now when we sat in the Santiago de Compostela, the church,
uh-huh.
We sat next to this older man, and he only like a short while back, he lost his wife, and it was really tragic because like they were like big mates, like super close with each other,
mm-hmm.
and really a great marriage, and then like quite like a few months before he did the Camino, he lost her.
Okay.
And of course his life was, you know, upside down and gone, you know, and then he thought, I'm just gonna do this Camino to find myself again.
Wow.
There's a lot of different reasons. Some people are thinking, okay, I'm just gonna have like a, you know, a cool trip.
Right.
I wanna
right.
see nature.
Just gonna hike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's everybody has their own Camino, and some people do it for joy, some people do it for finding their, you know,
their inner self.
Yeah.
Find themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I like that, yeah. And also you sleep with like 40 people sometimes in one bedroom.
Did you do that?
And then at night there was like a
no
like
way.
a
you
choir.
Did that?
I did that, man.
And then,
I did
wait,
it all.
Well, what kind of place? Is it like a hostel or is it like just a room with
it's
like...
It's a pilgrim hostel. You can
wow.
do a pilgrim hostel. That's the cheapest one. It's like 5 euros.
What's the name again?
Well, of the hostel?
No, no. The what you mentioned is a pilgrim hostel.
Pilgrim hostel. So it's there on the route from anywhere to Santiago de Compostela. Uh-huh. And it's like a pilgrim hostel. So it's a special price. Sometimes it's monastery.
Monastery.
And you know, like beautiful.
Beautiful, like
the most beautiful place.
The most beautiful places with like windows, yeah. Tainted windows with God and stuff.
Yeah.
And then
can donate. Sometimes it's for free.
Okay.
And you can just donate, put money in the box, however much money you would like to donate.
Crazy.
We always then in that case did like around 5 per person. If you feel more, have more money, you can do more.
Yeah.
If you're a little broke, then.
If you're broke as.
Broke as fuck.
Yeah. Okay. So, going back to the story. So you were telling us about you going to Camino de Santiago before you eventually landed.
Yeah. So I didn't have a plan yet. And my friend in the south of Spain, she was like, why don't you come here? As you don't have a place to live yet anyway. And a job.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come move here? Because I at my office they're looking for people, and I was like, oh, that sounds legit.
Cool. Yeah.
So I went there. I applied in Holland. I got the job. Then I didn't have a house yet, so I did the Camino. I was like, I have faith. I'm not sure I can do it. Yeah. And then only like a week before I found this apartment on one of the websites, you can find.
Cool. Yeah, like Idealista or whatever.
Exactly, that one. And and I said, okay, this is a great deal.
Shouts to Idealista, you owe me money now.
Sponsor us, please.
Thank you.
I said, okay, this is the one. This is where I'm going to live. I believe it.
Cool.
I have it already.
Cool.
And we went there and saw the place, and we said, we want it. Can we actually move in now? Because we just drove from, we flew back from Santiago to Alicante direction. And then we drove from Alicante to Malaga.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a house yet. But I was like, I'm sure I can do it.
So,
and we went to the place. We saw the owner. And then he was like, okay. And we were like, okay, here's some money. Can we just stay here? Yeah, okay, fine. And so to answer your question, I was like, I like these people here. You know, they are friendly. They're nice. We believe them. We trust them.
Mm-hmm.
They trust us. It's cool. Because in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
he had to arrange the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We were going out to have dinner. Because it was like 7 in the evening.
Yeah.
And we went there and got some. The restaurant was about to close because it's the south of Spain, so it's like, you know, like 5 o'clock we got there, 5 o'clock, and he said, well, we're about to close now for siesta,
right,
so 7,
okay.
8 o'clock, we're going to open for dinner time, and in Holland, by the way, the restaurants are going to close at 8 o'clock, but yeah, fucking weird. And he said, okay, you ordered some spring rolls. Just leave the plates there. Put it on the side, when you leave. And it's okay. You just pay now and leave it. It's okay. So I was surrounded by all these super friendly people.
Mm.
And I was like, this
super
is crazy.
Super chill.
Yeah.
Super relaxed.
So my experience was good.
Yeah, okay. And then, okay, so this is you going in there. And the first thing you thought was, man, the people here are cool.
Yeah, well, friendly. Yeah, super friendly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, so wait, how much was the apartment, though?
We are paying 600 euros a month,
mm-hmm.
for like 2 big bedrooms,
yeah.
2 bathrooms,
yeah.
1 living room, 1 kitchen, and a massive balcony and a garden. You can, for everybody, it's a public garden.
Wait, was it furnished when you went in?
Yes.
Yeah, so it had
it's
like
furnished and yeah.
And it had furniture and it had like washer machine,
yeah,
and
the whole thing. But the only extra costs is like electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it was
like
600 minus
minus
services,
but
yeah.
Say max is like, I don't know, 80 euros a month extra.
Oof, that's a
maybe
very good deal.
Is 100, okay?
Like,
you're
paying like 350 or something for an apartment you only share with one more person. Oh my god, and it's like, oh man, nice.
But it's not a big city, so of course, in the big cities, it's more expensive,
yeah. For reference, in Barcelona, for that price, you get a room,
yeah,
in downtown Barcelona. Like,
yeah,
people are nuts.
Yeah.
Insane. For 600 plus expensive just to go inside a really nice looking room, like, very, very, like, yeah, I want to die here, but yeah. It's insane. The same price gets you like a whole apartment for two in the south of Spain. Wow. Okay, cool. So
That's my life so far in the last 2 weeks, you know.
Okay. Just 2 weeks, yeah. And then like
how about yours?
I haven't finished with my questions to you. Yeah.
Oh, I thought one question at the time.
Oh, nah. Just do your thing. And then you can ask me questions.
Yeah.
All right. Because I don't really know what you want to know. So, okay.
He's going to burn with my questions, by the way.
Cool. All right. So, the other question I had is, so you were living with your mom the whole time while you were there?
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
And the it's like the living room in the middle, and then she is at that side of the apartment, and I'm at that side. So cool. It's for both. It's pretty comfortable, you know?
Nice. No, but I mean, like, because it's cool when you're with the parent, and you get to kind of, like, when you're with your parents, you kind of, you know, get to explore the town and do stuff.
Yeah,
like, I remember going to Pedací with my mom in Panama, and it was weird because I was just with my mom and not my dad or my brothers, and it was kind of like getting to know a part of her that I didn't know about before, so that was cool. But going back to your story, so then you're living there, you're working there. What was so different about it that you liked better than Barcelona?
The part I liked better at the time was that I needed a little bit of more like relaxing, more like connecting with nature.
Okay.
And not so much with the hectic life of Barcelona. I mean, I love the city.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much that it almost, you know, killed me.
Oh, shit. It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
Well, really. You know. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. No, to be honest, I especially from my apartment, we have this massive balcony, and not to brag, but this balcony is already bigger than the average, you know, room.
But it was a cool balcony. It's a fucking cool balcony.
Yeah,
bro.
You know, like big garden with palm trees and more exotic plants and shit.
Okay.
But other than that, and you can see the sea like far away.
Cool.
So this was for me great because I felt more connected with nature, and I was walking to work with the sunrise.
Were you doing yoga? And stuff
every morning. Well, that would probably be the next level.
And talking to trees and connecting with the earth.
I've been hugging a tree.
Yeah.
But
Cool.
Didn't feel the same.
No, it wasn't the same.
I like human cuddles more.
Okay, fair. And then, do you... Okay, so go ahead. What were you going to say? Sorry, I have another question.
Damn.
Yeah.
For me, so this was a good time in my life to... rearrange my mind.
Okay.
My shit. And then, and now I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the next adventure.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. So now you're ready for the next adventure.
I am. I'm calmed down now.
All right.
I'm done with the tree-hugging shit.
Okay,
it's
so
fun,
I'm not talking about the future now. Maybe we'll leave that for later. But for now, it's just about, like, finding out your past for the past 2 weeks. Just how they went and stuff. So, okay, the last question I have is... In general, do you see yourself staying in the south of Spain for a long time, or do you feel like you're done with that and you want to move on and do other stuff?
Yeah, I'm done with that for now.
Okay.
I'd like to pick up my older job again, working on campsites.
Okay.
Like interact with people and being mostly outdoors.
Okay.
This is more my thing at the moment.
Okay.
But you know me, like nothing is certain.
Nothing
like for a longer time at least.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, I like to change.
Right, that's good.
I feel bad with not having a question back. It's like
No, but I mean now you get to ask me questions and stuff. Anything you want, so cool. So that's basically you in a nutshell. You went to Camino de Santiago, then you drove back to the south of Spain, and there you got an apartment with your mom, and you got a job. And then you connected again with yourself and kind of like found yourself again and stuff. And like now you're like super zen and shit. And then now you're about to go like to ascend to the universe or some shit. Is that basically what it is?
That's what it is.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
Cool. I liked it. This seems like a very, very like transformative journey, you know, within the span of a year, which is like kind of like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've been like there, there, there. Oh, and in the meantime, like in between Barcelona and here.
Yeah.
Like
wait, where are we? Like,
exactly.
Between Barcelona,
yeah, between Barcelona and
where are we?
Yeah. Well, yeah, where are we? It's a surprise, guys. Between Barcelona and the south, I also went to work in Holland for a little bit in summertime. You know, like festivals and stuff.
Okay, how was that?
Promotion. That was good. That was good to put it in the middle.
Cool. You enjoyed it?
Because it was like the hottest 6 or 7 weeks in Europe. But even in Holland, we had like 30, we hit the 30 degrees, you know.
Oof,
above
nice.
That. And I was like, wow, I don't even have to go to, you know, anywhere. Because here, you guys were roasting.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were sweating.
Yeah, yeah. I had just moved into an apartment and it was not the best. Like, it was really, really hot as fuck. So you were in Holland, and this was between the time you left Barcelona and you went to the south of Spain.
That's it.
So between those two things,
just before I did the Camino.
Right.
Yeah.
You were there in Holland for how long again?
I think 7 weeks or so.
Seven.
Altogether-ish,
yeah. You were doing all kinds of stuff there, man.
Yeah.
I remember
one day
photos.
I was driving, the next day I was like, for a couple of companies at the same time. Like, one day I was, you know, making, like promoting the vegan burgers in the supermarket.
Mm.
And then, you know, like, okay, would you like to try this vegan burger? It's really awesome, you know? And then most of the time it was the guys who were like, no, I'm too good for a vegan.
Really?
You know? And I'm like, what? Fuck off.
Seriously,
no offense, guys, but
no offense,
it
Dutch
was most
guys.
Most of the time, it was the yes, it was that's what happened. But my challenge was to actually make them eat it.
Oh really? Make a swan?
They loved it. They loved my juicy vegan meat.
Fake
anyway,
vegan meat.
That's it. It's my turn now.
Okay.
So. After, before summer,
yeah.
So, so tell us, because
it's like, what was Luis doing?
What was he doing?
From the moment we stopped doing the podcast, when we went on a 2-week break,
yeah.
I was, just recently entering, the change where I went to live in the basement of a hostel. And I had to live in the basement in exchange for doing bike tours, free bike tours, which I was only getting paid. So at the hostel, there was a few people working in the reception desk and they had a pool for all the tips. So one of the activities that got us the most tips was the bike tour. So I was the one in charge of taking a maximum of 6 people out, taking them to see the sites in Barcelona, blah, blah, blah. And then I would bring them back to the hostel and if they wanted to, they'd tip us and stuff. But the tips weren't just for me. The tips, they put them inside the jar and then we had to split it between me and everybody else who were in the reception. So I wasn't legally allowed to work anymore at the hostel and I therefore didn't have a job and clients were not really looking for me at the time. So yeah, it was a tough time at the moment. It was rough a little bit, you know. Just gotta stuck it out until, you know, got the residency so I could work again.
I think your life really got like a lot better now, no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been a year to the day when we said we were going to. So this is being recorded on the 8th of February.
Yeah.
And that's exactly a year ago.
Actually, it's like we recorded it, or like 1 hour later.
Yeah.
So it's almost exactly.
Exactly.
It's pretty dope.
And it was really funny because at the time you were living in an apartment with your flatmate from then, and we were recording the thing in your place. And now a year later, we're recording it in my dingy little room in my new apartment. But the thing is, was like, it was really weird because for you, it was more like a journey of like freeing yourself from Barcelona and all the stress or whatever and problems and shit. And then like, you know, rediscovering yourself and shit. And me, it was more like doing the same old shit, but harder. It's like you went into like a different mode of life. Life just gave me hard mode. Like, yeah, like motherfucker. No, but like, not really, not entirely. So At the end, like, we were able to find a way out. I got a residency.
Yeah.
So then with the residency, I was able to find a job later on. I mean, not at first, because I got fired from the hostel after I went back to the hostel. After I got my residency, I could go back to the reception desk, and I thought that I'd be there until the end of the year. So I thought it would be a good idea to tell my boss, like, hey,
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about leaving the hostel in about 6 months. And after everything they'd done for me, which at the same time, like, I was working for it, so I don't feel like they were giving me a gift. Like, I feel like there was just like equal, exchange. I worked my ass off for the hostel, and I was always really proud of it. Still, I'm proud of it. I really liked it. And I liked the people that I was working with. But, I decided to tell them, and they didn't really like that, and they decided to let me go. So I got fired from the hostel, like less than a month after I got the residency. And so I was basically free falling because I couldn't find a job for a month. And in the process, I started a YouTube channel, and I started polishing my book, and working on all those side projects that I had, laid out aside, because life was weird and hard and difficult without the ability to work and have time. So then I basically found a job in August, and in August I started working part-time at the call center. And then in the meantime, I started working on some client work that finally came. I moved like, the week before I got fired from the hostel was also the week where I moved to like the ghetto. And I was like in really nice apartment. It's the best apartment, the second best apartment I've been to, because the very first apartment that was awesome was the one in Marina,
Oh yeah, that
where
was
the
really
podcast
great.
started. And
Yeah,
then and
with
then
it.
yes yes and then we I went to the ghetto. I had to quit that apartment and go to the hostel, and then when I came out of the hostel, I moved to the ghetto. And you saw that apartment. It was bigger, it was nice, it was an attic with a really nice like balcony.
Yeah, I really like that place, to be
Yeah.
honest. That was also a pretty good vibe. I do like this apartment as well, to be honest. So
Really?
it's good, yeah. It's a nice vibe and a good location.
Yeah, the location is funny that you mentioned the location. So I moved in just 2 weeks ago, shy of 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right. I
And
think I'm in.
when I came to the interview, I didn't realize it, but I live now like a literal like block away from the
Yeah. Not
hostel.
stalking at all.
It's totally fine. I'm not like waiting with a rifle or anything. Like, I'm just chilling here at the hostel. Not at the hostel, near the hostel, sorry. And I tried to kind of like not walk in that direction. It was so bizarre and ironic, but life.
Yeah, life.
Kind of what it is.
I kind of believe sometimes that everybody has like a couple of writers who write your life.
Aha.
So things like this,
Who's
it's
writing?
not coincidence.
Who's
It's a
writing life?
couple. Yeah, well, you have to
Maybe.
figure that shit out and make friends with them. And
Cool.
don't shout things too loud, like, I don't want this to happen, because it will happen, But also things like, you remember we were talking about the headphones, that like things that happen in your daytime and that like it's kind of embarrassing. And you mentioned the time that you were with your headphones. You walk like really cool, you walk out of your apartment and you're like stuck with your headphones between the door, the door handle. And then you're just there like making this stupid move, and then you just, I don't know, like things falling out of, shooting out of your ear. This kind of stuff. And I was like laughing when you were telling this story. I was like, oh man, that would never happen to me because I'm having my big headphones, shit like that. And the day I'm wearing a stupid little things, I'm just stuck somewhere,
it.
This is exactly what I'm telling you. Writers, they write your shit. They're like, hi, you're laughing now.
Yeah, you think it's not
Tomorrow's
gonna.
gonna be your time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like a year where I had a lot of like ups and downs, but the second half of 2018 was completely different for me. It just seemed like as soon as I got that job, everything just started to get better automatically. And even though I still have problems and gripes and shit, I'm in a better way and in a better place than I was a year ago.
Hell yeah, much better. Yeah. I think so too. Yeah, I think you're doing well. And I mean, Thanks. Everybody has their ups and downs in it.
Yeah.
And I think, it's the main thing is to, okay, so I'm still learning this because my, you know, ups and downs, like my emotion, I have to say, like not my life ups and downs, but my, like in my head, I can like be, I don't know how to explain this, but I have to learn to go with the flow when I'm in a down.
Okay.
And then enjoy the ups. If I can do this, okay, I'm going downhill now. Woo, enjoy the ride, you know? And then I'm going up again. It's like, yay, enjoy this time extra.
That's actually very wise.
Yeah, so for this, I'm still learning, obviously. Yeah, that's cool. I'm not the fucking expert
who lives like this. But I can see the growth. Like,
yeah, and I quit drinking. Like, okay, I said this before, but now I think I really, for now at least, I quit like beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it like 6 months at least. See how I feel now. But 6 months, I'm going to make it. It's easy. Like tonight,
we went
to the bar. Yeah. I picked you. Like you guys were drinking, even like smoking. I used to smoke. For now, I had no problems with this, and for me, it helped me.
Like
having more a stable emotional balance.
It's very healthy, I think.
For now, yeah.
That's good. I applaud your, commitment to it, because it's something that I remember you saying in a previous podcast episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like being able to like stick it and do it, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
So congrats. Thanks.
Thank you.
Congrats.
I have to say the New Year's Eve was fucking boring though. Okay, no boring. No offense to the friends I was with, but you know, like other years, I've done all of it like in one night. You know, like
yeah.
Zero was like, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. No, thank you. You know,
I was like,
all right, next year I'm gonna, you know,
my
6 months are gone, and I'm gonna be back on it. I'm joking.
No, maybe not. Yeah,
no,
who knows?
Maybe not.
Maybe you like it. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
Life for the non-drinkers who are struggling right now, just believe in yourself, and actually, I don't know, find friends around you who are also not drinking. Maybe that's there's a bunch of people who are not drinking, or at least on the moments that you don't want to drink, they're always around, and you know, together you're stronger, I guess, maybe, if you're struggling. I believe in you. You can do it.
I think so too. I think just surround yourself with people who kind of like will protect you from that.
Yeah.
They won't let you do it.
Yeah, just like you're cool without, you know, with or without whatever, yeah.
That's cool. All right, any more questions?
Yeah, man, heaps, because you went to Panama, didn't you?
Yeah, now we're talking about New Year's, yeah.
So there's a little bit of a time-lapse gap here, but it doesn't matter, I'm just shooting questions.
Yes, good. So, after I got the job and I got the apartment, things kind of stabilized. So I was able to save some money and I went to Panama to visit my family.
That was good.
It was amazing. I missed them a lot. It's been a while since I'd seen them. So that was good. I went there for New Year's and Christmas. Well, not really New Year's, more like just 2 weeks before New Year's. And then I had to jump on a plane literally on the afternoon of the 31st. And so I spent New Year's on top of a plane.
Yeah.
On a plane, rather.
Yeah. On it was a bit windy.
Yeah. I didn't have a good... Yeah, that's why it was bad, because I was frozen on the plane.
So you had the grapes and the fizzy piss
on the
plane.
Yeah, that's actually a very good description of it. Like, it was literally fizzy piss, which I had to drink twice, because the Honduran dude that was sitting next to me in the plane, which, by the way, was this burly mass of human...
Damn.
Yeah, do you remember the Kingpin from the movie? From yesterday.
Oh.
So this guy was
the
like,
scary one.
Yeah, the black guy was in a suit, bald, white. He was like super. Well, this guy was like that, like the Kingpin in Into the Spider-Verse.
And he couldn't drink the beer.
Yeah, he didn't like it. He didn't drink alcohol.
He knew. Oh.
So he was like, "No, you can have it." And then just had to drink fizzy piss twice, and then they gave you a cup full of like. Grapes, the 12 grapes, but they don't give you like a sign of when you're supposed to eat them. You're like, here are some grapes, man. Just
like,
fuck you want with them. Just stick them up your ass. I don't know, whatever. Stick them up your ass every second, every hit of the gong. So you got a crazy ass 2019. But Yeah, it was amazing just seeing my family again and like the food. And I mostly spent time with my mom because she's retired.
So what was your first thought when you got out of the plane? Pooping grapes.
The seats. Squeeze and keep the grape, shoot the seat. My ass is trained for that. I basically got off the plane and literally the first thought that went through my mind, where's my mom?
No.
Because she was the one who said she was going to pick me up. So I was like, where's she? And I literally passed by her without seeing her.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, Luis, like, Ellie. And then I look back and it was my mom. I was like,
oh. That's cute.
And I can tell you the second thought too. The second thought I had as soon as we left the airport.
Was it?
It's like, motherfucker, this is super hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
You were probably wearing your winter coat and stuff.
Yeah, but I was wearing a lot of layers for what I was supposed to be wearing. But it's, I came out without the coat. Even then, it was like, boom. Because I've been...
What was the temperature?
36 or 34.
Wow.
But it's like a heat wave that just... punch you in the face, like, ah! And then we're going to the car, and you know, my mom's trying to find tickets so we can get out of the parking lot, and we're just putting everything on the thing. And it was like, mind you, like, I arrived on a Monday because I flew here from, I think it was from a Sunday, right? Must have been because I arrived on Monday.
I guess
that's how days work. But, or I think it was a Tuesday that I arrived, I can't remember, but it was like normal business for everyone else. So everybody was like, I landed around like 4:30. So it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, rush hour. You just see people going about their business as usual. And I'm the stranger. I'm the weirdo in my own country that's like not fitting in. Like, oh my God.
You were still having the afro, right?
Yeah, at the time. It lasted, at the time, it lasted. Yeah,
just for a few more hours, yeah. Maybe, max.
Yeah, as soon as I got home, my dad was home, and, you know, we hug each other, and, you know, we were like, but the funny thing is, like, it wasn't like, oh my God, he's back, or whatever, like, it's just like, hey, Liz is back, you know, a hug, and then like, yeah, man, like, here's your bed, here's your, you know, everything in this house, you're good, you know,
it didn't, now do the washing up,
yeah, like, and then my mom was like, no, let's get your hair cut, so because I had to get a renewal of my passport and my passport and my actual, like, ID card from Panama, I had to get a haircut because my mom was like, hell no, you're not. Like, you're not, no, you're
this
not.
This ain't happening, man.
Yeah, you're not going to take a photo with that hair and that beard, so fuck it.
Yeah.
And so the next thing I know, I'm with my dad, you know, at the barber's. And he's a pretty fucking awesome barber named Kevin, who's I think his name is Kevin. Anyway, he's really good.
Oh,
he's really, really good.
Kevin, or whatever your name
is. Whatever your name is, Puerto Rican dude. Oh, no, Dominican dude. Sorry,
oh
my bad.
Your story is getting better.
You're the best. You're the best, bro.
He was a barber, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was. I swear to God, he was. So, yeah, I got a haircut, and then my brothers came through to the house, and we had a little bit of dinner, and, you know, they had a little, like, makeshift.
A little bit of dinner?
It was all right. It was a decent-sized dinner. And, and my brothers, now wives, but it used to be wife and fiancé, but now they're, you know, they both, my brother married, my other brother, like, I had two brothers, and one married already, and the other one, middle one, got married yesterday, okay, fine.
Oh, nice. Congrats, by the way.
Yes, congrats to
Erin.
I love
you. Listening.
You're the best. You're the best. I love you, and I wish you all the success and happiness.
Yes.
Forever.
Forever and
so,
ever.
Yes. So, there you go. That was my 2019 after you left.
Oh,
sorry. You went to the south and whatever. I don't want to talk about it. So now what? What do you want to know? Okay, so now I want to know about your future, Tamara, because you are no longer going to stay in the south of Spain. So
no.
Are you done with Spain for now? What's the deal?
I'm definitely not done with Spain. You know, the thing is, like, some people in this world, they have, like, their whole life planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know already, like, at high school, what they're going to do. Like, I want to do this and that, and I'm going to buy a house and get 5 kids and I don't know, like, respect to all of you.
Respect
yes,
to all of you, man.
Like, for real.
Man them.
Because I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to eat tonight, you know? It's like, well, okay, tonight, okay.
Well, I think I know what I'm going to eat tonight. That, okay, cool. So you don't. All right, but, cool.
But, like, I just kind of like to, like, listen to what I feel. Whatever I'm doing now, I don't like this feeling, or I do. And then I go from there.
Okay.
So the job I was doing in the South, it just didn't feel like what I was supposed to be doing. And then you have to make choices. You know, I am a floater. I am a flyer.
Yeah. Okay.
So to answer your question, I'm not sure. I like to have jobs that I can interact with people,
mm-hmm.
that I can be outside. Mm-hmm. Like I can move all day, like be like an all-rounder, you know?
Okay, cool.
What nice. About yourself?
So I'm for sure staying in Barcelona for the next year, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Until I get, hopefully, my permanent residency.
Yeah.
And then the plan would probably depend a lot on where my life is at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm okay financially with money and stuff. Because the thing is, like, I'm now registered as a freelance designer. So I do freelance design, but I also gotta pay fucking taxes. And the government here sucks for that because they don't really give you a lot of wiggling room, like... They take a lot. They take a fucking lot. And it sucks because if you're trying to kind of like stay on the legal side and also be a designer and do what you want, fuck, man. So, you know, I guess it all depends on where I'm at with money, you know, when that happens. But I know for a fact that I don't think Barcelona's going to be where I'm going to die. I don't think.
No.
No, I mean, it has a lot of beautiful things.
Is Spain the country, though?
Good question also. I don't know, because I think that there's a lot of stuff going on in Spain that are kind of scary. For the elections that
yeah.
are coming.
Yeah.
There's this new political party called Vox that's like ultra right, and they are super like anti-immigrant, anti-bullshit, like anti not anti-bullshit, like immigrants and stuff like that. Minorities are important because I'm fucking one of them. And then,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they go against all of those things. Like, not when I say not, no bullshit, they're, like, more like, you know how politics usually tend to, like, use fancy words to say things? That these guys are no bullshit. They say things in the worst way possible. And it's really mean. So, there you go.
That doesn't sound very promising then.
No,
just
it's...
Maybe stay in Spain or not.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
okay.
maybe those
well,
kinds of
things.
Well,
once you've got your papers, you know, for definite, then...
Mm.
You know,
I think it will be nice.
It's free.
Yeah. I'm a free bird. And this bird cannot change. Well, anyway, I think that maybe it would be cool to travel again. But I've been missing the feeling of stability. I have to still pay for the loan that got me to Barcelona in the first
yeah.
place. So that's you know, until I pay that due, I'm still not entirely free. So.
Yeah, sort of free.
Same.
Like one leg out of the...
Yeah, one leg
out of the cage.
Out of the cage. And the other leg with the fucking
I think
government.
When life goes too smooth, it's boring as well, isn't it? Like, there's no challenges...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. I would rather have a life full of problems to solve, even if there weren't like big problems. It's just
yeah.
maybe not
challenges.
So big problems.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Not massive.
It's like, Luis, give me your arm.
Yeah.
Like, okay, live your life without the right arm now.
Yeah, that's a proper challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
like both your arms, especially as a, you know, designer, graphic
yeah.
designer.
Wiggle your toe. It's like, can't.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's kind of like that. I don't know where I'm going to be because, I mean, last year, New Year's.
Yeah, well,
I mean, yeah, right? Like, I was on a plane and you were not
yeah.
drinking alcohol. The year before, we were on a metro.
Yeah.
You know, with all these friends and just, you know, going to fucking...
Dropping some stuff and go...
Yeah.
smoking.
Yeah.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So...
No, but...
You know.
Yeah. But that's the fun part, though. And this is, you know, what I said earlier with you know, people who are like planning, like planning in general,
mm-hmm.
like everything is like already locked. I'm gonna do this because I was planning to do this, and I cannot like go left or right because that was not the plan.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes you have to have a little bit of a plan. Of course, I agree with that. But for me, I like the surprises. You know.
Yeah, it's good. Staying the ability to surprise.
And to stay flexible. Is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get stuck in, like, I cannot do that because I'm afraid to do it. Like, do it. It's not that I'm not afraid, but I, you know, get over the being afraid part.
Yeah.
And it's, then it's just, yeah.
Everything will fall into place. Like, everything, what, will work out? Or what's the Dirk Gently?
How does it work? Yeah. If it doesn't work out, then it's not the end. Or in the end, everybody's gonna die.
What? No. Like, no. There's a thing that's dark. No, there's a thing that the characters say that is kind of like their Gently's like catchphrase, like, everything is connected. Everything's connected.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's a holistic...
Holistic, yeah.
Agent. Yeah, the holistic detective.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like there's a few times last year where I thought to myself, like, well, this is happening for a reason, so...
But this is it, holistic, you know, and I like to believe in this mm-hmm. holistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, when, like, if you stay flexible, like, your gut's life will push you in a sort of, like, the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, once you're, like stuck, like, okay, this is the life I think I want or is good for me, and then, like, if you, like, holistic, like, the universe has already mm-hmm. something planned for you anyway. But if you're so stuck, they have to push you in such weird directions mm-hmm. to finally get you where you were supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Like the Adjustment Bureau, remember that movie?
I guess so.
Yeah, the one where the guy was supposed to, like, get, like, no, he wasn't supposed to hook up with this girl, but then he kept trying to find her, and then there was this bureau of guys with dressing suits and hats.
Oh, right,
and then
yeah.
every time they opened the door, that's you it. Know, yeah.
yeah.
They're the yeah. ones who kind of put you in the right path
yeah.
to what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. If that's the case, then I think I've been putting those motherfuckers to work overtime for a while.
I guess so.
Because there's a good choice, and there's a choice I make, like, seriously. And,
yeah.
Do you find yourself, like, happier now that you, you know, you're going away from Spain? Are you, you know, is that, do you think about it and go, yeah?
It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel good. I also, like, I love Barcelona. But I wasn't living the life that I was supposed to be living. Like, I think humans are made, we come from nature, right? Like, back in the fucking millions of years, like, ago.
We come
I like
from
to,
nature.
Exaggerate. But we come from nature. Yeah, we used to live in nature. We used to, we are not, and now we build all these buildings and, like, we disconnect so much, so mm-hmm. far away from nature, from mm-hmm. where we are supposed to be. And this is, and then we put all the things in our lives to kind of feel happy again. Like, yeah, buy this new TV, buy all these cars, buy a house, buy all these little stupid gadgets to make you feel happy. But you won't, because you're not, like, proper connected. I'm the best when I like go for a hike in the park or like along the coast or mm-hmm. something. This is where I am at my happiest, sitting somewhere near a bonfire with people.
Cool.
I don't need all the other stuff. So in a way, I'm happy that I moved out of this big city and to be more with nature. Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Do you have this as well?
No.
No? Okay.
I have to say that I sometimes miss being in the wilderness, you know, like surrounded by cows and chickens and shit. I like that. And there's the green pastures and mountains. It's nice. But I know myself, like, eventually I'm always going to want to be in a city or just, you know, experience the city. Because there's so many things that happen in the city that just aren't meant to happen to any human. But because we're creating our own fucking jungles, you know, all these weird situations just happen, you know. So for me, living in the city is exciting. So I'm always wanting to stay in the city. But eventually, yeah, I want to, like, I have my times when I would rather just go and stay away. And but eventually, I think I'm always going to want to come back because I just like the city, you know.
Yeah.
I just like the noise and the buildings and the lights and, you know, and the annoying fucking people sometimes. But they're okay because, you know, sometimes even the most annoying people have their moments and it's kind of nice. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. Like, I would like to stay in a city. If I'm going to move away from Spain, I would probably like to stay in a city where I can, like, meet people and hang out. Although, to be fair, like, while I have been here in Barcelona, the time I've been here is almost 3.5 years, almost 4 years. I don't really go out that much. So even if I'm in the city, I really don't interact with people. But that's mostly because up until now, I didn't really have people to do it with. I mean, after you left, there was a long period of time where I didn't really go out because, I mean, I had Duman and I had Fred, but they were leaving to, and those are two people that I hang out with, and they're sort of like friends. Mm-hmm. They're friends for real, but they're not there all the time. They're friends that I see every once in a while, like every once in 2 months or 3 months. But now, with, you know, you met the people who I work with, we were having some beers, and they're the first group of people that I feel like I can go out with and just, you know, talk shit and drink a beer and then go home.
Yeah.
It used to be before that if I went out, I was like, okay, I'm not with anyone, I'm not doing anything, I'm not in a group.
Yeah.
I had no real plan, so.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere in a city. That's always the toughest. The most challenging part as well,
mm-hmm.
But most of the time it starts when you're in between like locals with locals,
right?
So that's most of the time when you have a job or when you are with like living with more people around you,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a student flat or something, or like what you do now. Out of my experience, that's where I met the coolest people.
Hmm.
That's how we met.
Yeah,
I met another bunch of like sweet people. Through work.
Yeah. That's kind of like the easier way to do it.
Yeah.
And luckily where I work, everybody's super chill.
Yeah, they seem cool.
People,
same sound, yeah.
Yeah, people are not jazzed about the job itself, but we never have to worry about stumbling into somebody.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh shit, I'm gonna see this fucker's face on Monday. Like, you don't have that problem. Because everybody's pretty much very chill and really calm and really just nice, cool, awesome people. So we can shoot the shit and, you know, like, fuck around with each other. Like, yeah, man, fuck, you know, and say some really fucked up mean shit. But at the end of the day, we're just, you know, that's kind of the way we play with each other. You know, we tease each other, you know. So that's cool. I love that. So, yeah, that's
Barcelona
basically.
Barcelona sounds like a crazy time. So far, looking back at the last 3.5 years.
Oof, yeah, man. We've been through a lot.
Life is a roller coaster.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you learned. You seem more learned.
What, me?
Yeah.
Or people in general?
No, I don't know about people in general.
Like people in general living in Barcelona.
I know you. I mean,
yeah,
I hope that
I learned a lot.
You know, people who stay in Barcelona.
I got a lot wiser.
Yeah. Learn some
about
shit.
About life.
Yeah, man. Learn to dodge them the bullets that life tends to shoot at you.
So, do you have a tip that you like to give the people?
A tip?
Yeah. Like a free tip.
A free tip. Okay.
It can be anything.
Anything. Any tip at all.
Any tip. Any free tip.
Any free tip. Okay, so.
It can be from like, hey guys, try this, you know, this bread with cucumber and peanut butter you know, like a hot sauce.
Okay.
You know?
Welsh Schiller.
Or it can be, you know, try the 69 reversed.
What?
I don't fucking know. Yeah. Are you guys imagining it already?
69 reverse is still 69, but somebody else is on top instead. It's the same thing, literally. Okay, fine. All right, all right. Unless she's like a million pounds bigger than you, then it's not the same thing.
Damn.
All right. Yeah, because then, you know.
Can you handle it?
Is she on top? I can't handle that. No way. But
so it can be anything between peanut butter and a jelly to 69 or
yeah, reverse. Well, I'm going to go with Welsh cheddar.
What about it?
Welsh cheddar is cheddar that comes from Wales. That's why it's Welsh.
Right.
So it's Welsh cheddar, and it's cheddar that is white.
And so what about this tip?
The size, the consistency, the color, the taste.
And where you have to put it, like also in your butthole?
Not your butthole.
Well, like the grapes, I don't know.
No.
We better put it
in your mouth. You put it in your mouth and you chew it, and it's really delicious. So I recommend Welsh cheddar.
Okay, guys.
That's my tip.
And if you're bored of the just Welsh cheddar, mm-hmm. Try it with some mustard.
Yes, always try anything with mustard.
Or please. With a jelly. Like a marmalade kind of thing?
No.
No?
No, I'm going to say no on that, dog. I'm going to pass on that.
Tomato or tomato.
So what about you? Give him a tip.
Try to be as free as possible, you know. Don't be afraid of changes. Fuck it. Fuck them.
That's deep.
Yeah, I like it that way.
That's deep. Okay, cool.
And, you know, just give love. Give free hugs to people. Hugging is good.
Everybody loves hugs.
Yeah. Unless... Can we hug one now?
Yes, we can hug. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. All right. That's good. Enough.
And it's free, you know. It doesn't cost a fucking thing. So do them together. Free hugs and cheddar cheese. You'll have the best time of your life.
Mm-hmm. We should have done that. We should have put like cheddar cheese in between us.
Feed me that cheddar cheese because he put some cheddar cheese in this room and I know where it is.
Yes, and we're going to eat it later. It's fine.
That's
right.
Like a dirty thing to say.
No. What? No. Feed the cheese.
Well, we're going to do the cheese later.
Okay. I don't know, man. You need to calm down, man.
Why? Why would I?
Because I was talking about food, man. All right.
Well, thank you so much for hanging in there for this beautiful best hour of your
whole entire life.
Yes, thank you. Check our website, hotellobbystories.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
And Instagram, of course, hotellobbystories.
Yes.
And our Facebook page. Shoot us questions. Mm-hmm. We cannot promise you a next date yet, but we will shoot another one, of course.
Yeah, someday. It could be tomorrow, for all we know.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Or it could be in 10 years from now. We also don't know.
See you in 2 weeks, guys.
See you in 2 weeks.
Peace.